Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your job? Are you tired of inflation? High gas prices? Trading Made Easy automated day trading software has been out for 5 years and have customers in 9 different countries. Our automated day trading software gets into and out of a trade in a millisecond. And we have lots of local customers that you can talk to. We do have live seminars Monday through Friday, so you can see the software in action. No experience necessary. Go to the website TradingMadeEasy.com or call the 800 number 800-971-4160.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just to give you some backup information, a new poll has found that only 4% of Americans currently own an EV. 41% unequivocally say they will not buy one. 43% said they might consider buying an EV sometime in the future. And Cox Automotive, the parent of the Kelley Blue Book, said, quote, the average transaction price for the electric cars was $65,000 in September of 2022, which was about $18,000 more than a gas-powered car. And that is according to Cox Automotive, the parent company of Kelley Blue Book. What this means, and by the way, this is before 6% reduction in the price of a Tesla, which came down yesterday or the day before. And that's got to be troubling. If Tesla's having to deeply discount these EVs, what do you think the other folks that are selling EVs, Chevy and different makes of cars, what makes you think that it's going to be any different for them? What I predict will happen is we'll have a reduction in price, we'll have a glut of product on parking, you know, on lots all across America. I just think this is inevitable. This is a colossal mistake, and America is just not going to buy into it. The charging stations, you know. How long does it take you to fire up, to put more juice in your battery? That's a big question. And I've got one friend who owns a Tesla. She bought it used, so she didn't have to pay $65,000. She paid, I'm sure, somewhat under that. Anyway, stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Sarah Carter is calling in. She is she's an investigative reporter for Fox, and she is the author of a new children's book. And she deals with some hard-hitting stuff like Russiagate and the border crisis. She's written a whole bunch. She's reported on a whole bunch of stuff like that. Now she's going to write a children's book. What got into her? We'll find out coming up top of the hour. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got several accidents causing some backups right now on the area roadways. Paradise at the airport connector, very sluggish through there. Tropicana at D. Martin Drive, that's where the A's new stadium is slated to be. Got an incident there. Injury accidents, Decatur at Meadows Lane, Jones at Dewey. Also do expect some major delays on Interstate 15 northbound as you work your way past Allegiant Stadium there at Hacienda. You're bumper-to-bumper through there. I'm looking for an accident. Don't see one, but I do see the bumper-to-bumper conditions. Also, moderate flows on the Beltway 215 west at Valley Verde and lane restrictions on Charleston between Pecos and Lamb.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Looks like the Oakland A's are on the move after all. They signed a binding agreement to purchase land for a new retractable roof ballpark in Las Vegas after being unable to build a new venue in the Bay Area. Team President Dave Cavall said Wednesday night that the team finalized the deal to buy the 49-acre site last week where the A's plan to build a stadium that will seat between 30 and 35,000 fans close to the Las Vegas Strip. The A's will work with Nevada and Clark County on a public-private partnership to fund the stadium. Cavall said the A's hope to break ground on the stadium by next year and hope to move into their new home by 2027. NHL playoffs tonight, Game 2, Golden Knights and Jets. Winnipeg up 1-0 in the best of seven after a 5-1 stunner in Game 1 on Tuesday night. Vegas looking to even things up before the series shifts to Winnipeg for Saturday's Game 3. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaws right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So the big story locally, the Oakland A's have purchased land near the strip for a new ballpark. A lot of people are saying it's a done deal, it's a done deal, it's a done deal. There are still hoops that need to be jumped through, including Major League Baseball owners approving the move of the Oakland A's to Vegas and all this. But the land has been purchased. It's a binding deal. And, gentlemen, Jim, it's fun to compare what's going on in Oakland right now with what's going on with of all folks, the Aviators, a minor league ball club.
Well, when you look at the record of the Oakland A's, and I don't know if anybody has actually checked. I think yesterday they were like 3-15 on the season.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah, yeah, they're not a winning ball club right now, and that's probably going to hurt their attendance over there in Oakland. That combined with them moving and flirting with Las Vegas for the past couple of years. Well, the RJ is doing something, and I think they're going to make this a regular event where they're comparing the totals, the attendance at the Oakland A's ballpark with the ballpark here in Las Vegas where the Aviators play.
Oh, my God.
So I checked the other day, and they had about 11,000 people in attendance in Oakland for the Major League Ball Club. But they had nearly 7,000, over 6,500, for the minor league Aviators here in Las Vegas. So it kind of gives you a perspective. They're not really going to be losing that much in attendance if they do decide to leave Oakland early before their ballpark here is completed. And if they played their games at the ballpark out there in Summerlin, they wouldn't be suffering that much, at least at the box office.
And by the way, we're going to be talking with Mick Akers, the guy that's been writing all the stories in the RJ, chronicling this potential move. We'll get a chance to visit with him tomorrow. Obviously, there are updates being done to this morning's story. This is, and by the way, there are still hoops that need to be jumped through. There's political stuff. The legislature's gonna have to weigh in on this in some way, but it looks like at least from a land purchase standpoint, and this was a pretty pricey deal, that it's going to be borne not by the taxpayers but by the Oakland A's.
That would be the best approach, I think. Governor Lombardo, he talked about that. He's not interested in any kind of a public financing deal, maybe a combination, and again, we don't know. Like you said, that's for the politicians to figure out and the brass there with the A's organization. But certainly the best way to go would be private, but it doesn't look like that's what it's going to be. It looks like a combination of the two. And when you compare T-Mobile Arena, that was totally private.
See, we've got the template. Yes. We've got examples of really all three types of deals. $750 million was spent in public money on Allegiant Stadium, and even those that voted against it, I think today say, well, it was a pretty good investment because we've got Super Bowls, and we've got Pro Bowls, and we got all this different stuff that's running through that building. But the fact is that you know, we've got the public-private partnership. We've got the T-Mobile arena, which totally privately financed. I think what they'll come up with is some sort of hybrid that maybe doesn't involve tax dollars, but abatements and different things like that. So
this is going to be a busy neighborhood because in baseball, there's going to be 81 home games compared to the Golden Knights. They only play, 41 home games and only 8 games for the Raiders. So that's going to be a busy neighborhood around Tropicana and Dean Martin Drive. And if you're wondering what neighborhood that's in, there's a big In-N-Out Burger there on the corner.
No!
Yeah, right there.
Does that mean they demolished the In-N-Out Burger?
No, it's going to stay. The stadium will be actually like across the street from the In-N-Out Burger.
Very cool.
On the west side of In-N-Out Burger.
Well, I'm just so you know, and I'm making this public pronouncement, I will be one of the first season ticket holders.
Nice.
Because I'll put money down. I can probably get free tickets, but I'm gonna be a season ticket holder.
Yeah. Well,
Major League Baseball.
You're gonna be on the first base side or the third base side?
Depends on which is the home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depends on which is the home.
Good point. I think a lot of stadiums, it's the first base side that's the home.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. Oh, I think it's. But again, I don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse. This is going to be something that's going to take some time to work out. It's not going to work out in the next 2 weeks. It might be the next 2 months, the next year, but it will, you know, all the pieces are in place to make this thing happen. So we'll find out. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Hey, how you doing? You want luxury for less? I got you. I got a 22 Chrysler 300 Touring for you for $29,998, okay? That's $29,998. I got one. Do you want a muscle car legend like a 22 Dodge Challenger GT model? I got one too for $6,115 off. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. We are the Mopar Power Brokers, okay? Right on the corner, right on the price, corner of Sahara and Decatur. 5050 West Sahara. Come see me. Mr. Baby!
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, a week from today, I'll be in McAllen, Texas, at our southern border with Mexico. And it's going to be interesting. We'll be broadcasting at least portions of the show on next Wednesday, and then I'll be traveling home on Thursday. So a week from now, I'll still be in the Rio Grande Valley down in Texas, and with the folks at Americans for Prosperity. So it's gonna be crazy, but I'm real excited about it, and I'll be leaving Tuesday. Coming back on late Thursday night. So it's going to be fun. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about on this show, and you've heard it on with Clay and Buck, and that is the debt ceiling and voting on the debt ceiling. Nobody is moved for like 70 some odd days. There was a meeting between President Biden and Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, but nothing's happened since then. Until yesterday, Kevin McCarthy unveiled the debt ceiling bill. I want you to hear this. This was Kevin McCarthy yesterday in our nation's capital.
Today, I'm proud to announce that we are introducing the Limit, Save, Grow Act of 2023. This responsible legislation will be led by our budget chairman, Jody Arrington. Would responsibly raise the debt limit into next year and provide more than $4.5 trillion in savings to the American taxpayer. Now, here's how we do it. First, we limit government spending. Our plan would return discretionary spending to pre-inflationary fiscal year 2022 levels, and then limit the growth of spending to 1% per year. Now, these are the same levels we had just 4 months ago. I didn't hear, Mr. Speaker, a single Democrat complain about that level of spending. These spending limits are not draconian. They're responsible. Federal spending exploded in the past 2 years when Democrats controlled all. And that doesn't include the trillions of COVID-era spending. But limited government spending will reduce inflation and restore fiscal discipline in Washington. If Washington wants to spend more, it will have to come together, find savings elsewhere, just like every single household in America. Now, second, we're going to save taxpayers' money. Mr. Speaker, the pandemic is over. House Republicans have already passed a bill to officially end the pandemic. And President Biden signed it into law just last week. Our bill would actually claw back billions of dollars of unspent COVID money that has sat for the last 2 years. The American people are tired of politicians who use COVID as an excuse for more extreme inflationary spending. Now, if this money was authorized to fight the pandemic but was not spent during the pandemic, it should not be spent after the pandemic is over. Our proposals also repeal Biden's army of 87,000 IRS agents. Now, that will save taxpayers $70 billion, and it's going to protect the families and the small businesses from weaponizing the IRS. It will end the green giveaways for companies that distort the market and waste taxpayers' money. Now, Goldman Sachs just did an analysis, and they say the savings from ending these green giveaways are as much as $1.2 trillion. And we would prohibit President Biden's student loan giveaway for the wealthy. That will protect the 87% of adults without student loans for paying the loans of the 13% who do.
McCarthy, I think, has come up with something. And by the way, it is the only bill moving through the House of Representatives right now. If the Democrats have some ideas, then bring it on. But this is a bill, this debt ceiling bill, that will reduce the debt ceiling by $5.4 trillion. That's pretty darn good. That's really, really good. So Kevin McCarthy may have come up with a pretty smart idea here. Whether or not Democrats will go along with it, or will it have to be passed simply by the Republicans? My guess is that this will end up just with the Republicans being a part of it. And then it's up to the president and it's up to the U.S. Senate as to what you do. Otherwise, we will end up, you know, essentially having to shut down the government. That might not be a bad idea, folks. People always throw that out there, but it might just be that that's the idea that will bring our government to a screeching halt. Maybe that's a good idea. So it can't do some of the really bad draconian things that it's doing right now. Coming up top of the hour, very excited. Sarah Carter, you've seen her stuff from the border. You've seen her stuff on with Hannity and John Solomon and others. And I'll just tell you, Sarah Carter is smart, but she has done an amazing job and now has a new book, The Amazing Club Awesome Sauce. It's a kid's book. It's a children's book. How does somebody that makes their money doing, you know, really, really hardcore stuff, you know, Russiagate, she was at the forefront of that. She was at the forefront of that, and now she's moving into a children's book. We'll talk about that with Sarah Carter coming up at the top of the hour. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally.